The Magid Midubno, who compiled this work, he began by exploring Da'at, knowledge, intellect. And he described to us last time that there are really three sources of knowledge. And now we're on page Samach Aleph. The Magid Midubno continues and says, Ata neva'er metziyut ha'da'at min ha'shelosha ilot shezachanu. Now we will explain the existence of knowledge from the three causes. We said there are three sources of knowledge. Davar davor olofnav, and he will expand on those three sources. V'yitvel tchila inyan yediyah ha'atzmit. And the first thing I want to focus on, he says, is the knowledge that we said is one's own knowledge, what comes from within. So he's going to expand on that. Hinei razal amru, our sages taught, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, Akavya ben Ma'alalel omer, istakel b'shoshat dvarim ben ata ba lidei avera. Akavya ben Ma'alalel says, take note, focus on three things, and you won't come to the hands of sin. Dame'ain bata, know where you came from, where you're going to, and who you're going to give an accounting before. So, on that Mishnah, he says, Da, I want you to know. Ki alinyan yakar pakechu enehem nahir et ha'adam. It's a very precious point that they were pointing out to us, because when a person encounters something new that he's never met before, and he knows nothing about it, he comes and he encounters something completely new. Whenever you approach something new that you've never known before, then there's an excitement. I want to know this. This is interesting. It's something new. Even if it's something that's not related to you. You see the headlines, there's something interesting, and you read it. It doesn't pertain to you. It's headlines from England, from Uzbekistan, but it sounds interesting. So you read it. We have a desire, we have a thirst for knowledge when it's something we don't know. By the same token, when God has given us the Spirit and we see that we are existent, a person sees his own existence. If you look at yourself, you'll recognize that you are composed. You have different components, be it the limbs, be it the strengths. You look around at the world you're living in, and you look at the beauty of the world and the different components of the world, and you see the great wisdom that's around you. Everything around us has wisdom. There's a science, there's a knowledge base. When you look at everything around you, be it the forces of gravity, be it the molecules, be it the atoms, be it the germs, be it everything, you know, everything you look at has a tremendous wisdom to it. And God created this world where we have what we need. Things that you need, there's air, we keep breathing, we don't even think about it. A person has food. And then there are the things that are around us for pleasure. We have air conditioning. We have all kinds of things in this world. Some are necessary, some are for pleasure. God created all kinds of creatures. You have the inanimate objects, you have the plants, you have the living creatures. And here we are standing in this world, standing on this planet, and we enjoy the functions of what's going on around us. And in a certain sense, we rule over the planet. And a person can stand here, spend his life enjoying everything he has in this planet, and he forgets what his role is among all of God's creatures. A person can live in this world and forget who brought him to this state. Where did he come from? Be it our own existence, be it the existence of the whole planet all around us. Mala mata, look up, look down. Almon mulalum fa. We live in this beautiful castle. The sky could have been black. The earth could have been white. We could have lived in a black and white world. God gave us a colorful world. God gave us different flavors, different textures. We were given a planet that's beautiful. That's here to enjoy. You look around you, and a person can forget. Wait a second. Everything I have here, where did it all come from? Uvat smiim beirim yairul chagam mayom gam balayla. You have these great luminaries, they turn on the light for you by day, they give you a dimmer light by night. הלא אתה וכל אשר אתה רואה חדשים הם אשר מעולם לא ידעת. If you look around, you'll realize, wait a second, there's something beautiful going on here, something new. ולא שמעת עניין חיוב מציאות אליך או לעולם ומלוא. And if you think about it, nothing here had to be the way it is. There's nothing here that had to be the way it is. I'll give you a small example. You guys ever cut a finger? Ever cut your finger? Suddenly you realize how much you use that finger. You ever have a boil somewhere and suddenly you realize, hey, how much do I use that? You have a backache and suddenly you realize, hey, I never realized I used that. You have a little bunion on your toe and you never realize how much you step on your toe. You know, if they cut off a person's toe, then his balance is shot for life. We never think about how much we use one toe. Every little part of our body, we don't even think about. People who have hair don't appreciate what it is when you don't have hair. I that am losing my hair, or almost all gone already. I can tell you that hair really protects your head. You'll notice that when you don't have that much hair, you keep bumping into things. I keep having wounds on my head. You know, I never realized how much the hair protects you. How many times a day we bump our head into things. So there are little things we don't even think about that God gives us, and then there are the big things all around us, and nothing had to be the way it is. There's nothing here that had to be this way, and yet we can live amidst all of this and not appreciate what we have. Utitzayel lecha, so he says, imagine to yourself, if you'd wake up one morning, let's say you'd wake up one morning, find yourself in a forest, and you have all beautiful hadasim, myrtle branches around you, and you have this beautiful palace that's been built in your honor, you have servants there waiting for you, and whatever you ask for, the servants are there to give you. You wake up and you pinch yourself, you say, wait a second, is this a dream? How did I get here? You don't remember how you got there. And you don't even remember who gave you all of this. Undoubtedly, you'd stop and wonder and you'd ask yourself, wait a second, who did all of this? Where did all of this come from? And you'd seek out, you'd try to verify, you'd say, who could reveal to me where did all this come from? You'd try to find out. And where he's working towards is how much more so in this world, that the essence of life is what we were given, which is what this Mishnah teaches us, and that's Be'ez HaShem where we'll pick up next time.